I'm Deanna Schmidt.
And I'm Katie Alexander.
And you are listening to The Bark. We are so excited to start doing this podcast for you guys. We are currently the president and vice president of student government here at Truman. And one thing that we really wanted to do this year was try to make student government more accessible to the student body. And so one thing that we thought we could do is start doing regular podcasts.
Right, because you may hear a lot about our different events, about the resolutions we pass, or just general updates like that from our monthly emails that we send out to the student body. But you don't really get like the inside look at what we're doing on student government, and what we do really goes beyond those surface updates that we give you once a month in your email inbox.
Yeah, so we just wanted to give you guys like some behind the scenes looks and important things we do. So this first podcast that we're doing, we're going to be talking about kind of the way that Katie and I both got involved in student government in the first place. And that is like the core of our university. So academic affairs.
Right. So there are six committees on the student government, and academic affairs is one of them. So I joined academic affairs when I was a freshman, and Deanna was my chair, and she had served on it the year before. And what academic affairs does is works in all different areas of academic policy. And we're going to tell you some really important things that the academic affairs committee has done that affect your life and everyone's lives on campus as they're taking their classes later in the podcast. But we just wanted to talk a little bit more about one project that I've been working on a lot this past year when I was the chair of the committee, and also going into this year.
Yeah, so I just have a few questions for Katie to tell our viewers more about what this project is. So, Katie, could you explain like a little bit about what this project is and how it came to be?
Sure. So the summer before I became the chair of academic affairs, I knew I was going to be the chair, but we hadn't gotten back to school yet, so I was doing some preliminary research over the summer, and I came upon this really cool program at the University of Berkeley called Course Threads. And what a course thread is it's basically like a certificate program where it's less classes than a minor, and the subject is interdisciplinary in nature. So at the University of Berkeley, they have course threads like the justice systems, visual cultures, like American and global studies, like things that are very like specific, like topical areas of interest that you might not have with a minor, which are typically more broad, you know, like political science is a minor, justice systems, but the idea of the course thread is you do something that's a little bit more of a niche area of interest, something that's more specific to like one like professional field maybe, or one issue of study or something like that. So I thought that was a super cool idea and something that Truman students would really like, because when we think of a typical Truman student, I mean, I think of someone who's really creative and interested in a lot of different things. Very like globally aware and wanting to, you know, like talk about real world issues that might not be as present in some of their classes, but still very important. So I wanted to try to bring that to Truman in some way. And over the course of last year, we started putting together the Course Threads program in relation to Truman, specifying some details, and we ended up creating a committee that I'm the co-chair of right now with Dr. David Gillette from Economics. I'm a faculty committee where we're working on implementing course threads through university governance this year.
I love the fact that it would be interdisciplinary. I'm an interdisciplinary major, as you know.
Yeah.
So I think that that's fantastic. And it just fits Truman so well. And it would make us like distinctive compared to other universities, right?
Yeah, like some of the topics that we're working on right now are like human rights and ethics, American and global culture, global conflict, income inequality, stuff like that, where you might not be able to really dive into that in your typical everyday classes, but you get little pieces that all relate to each other across the discipline, so you can put all of that learning together in a course thread. After you take these courses, like three courses is what we're looking at, you would finish up that series of courses with a capstone research project. So that's original research that you do. You identify some issue within your topic thread, and then you create research around it, where you identify the problem, you use critical thinking skills, creativity to try to address it, and then you would present that research at the undergraduate research conference in the spring.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That would be such a cool opportunity for Truman students.
Right, and then you can put that on your resume, you can talk about it to potential employers, like, you know, if you're interested in income inequality, like going into that in the professional world, then you can say, I did this I completed the certificate program that was interdisciplinary. I learned a lot about income inequality, and I ended it with this original research project.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That just makes me so excited.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. So, just to clarify.
Yeah.
So, how many, like, courses, approximately, would a course thread be?
Oh, that's a really good question. So, right now, we're looking at 3 courses, and we're looking at, none of this is definite yet. We're still in the working process with the committee, where we're trying to iron out details and write out a proposal. It's not a for sure thing. Very in progress, but right now our vision is to take 3 courses in a series that would allow you to complete the course thread. So some of those tracks might be pre-thought out by my committee, like we plan out specific courses that you could take to complete a thread. But then another really exciting option is that students could create their own threads, even retroactively. So if you can look back on your college experience and you see 3 courses that really fit together for you that were from different disciplines, you could connect those and make your own thread and create a research project around your learning experience in those classes.
Well, thank you, Katie, for explaining course threads.
You're welcome.
So you can reach out to Katie with any questions about that. But yeah, thanks, Katie.
Thanks. So this all got started through faculty governance. So Truman students often don't really know a whole lot about how university policy gets made, and it's through faculty governance. So there are 2 governing bodies at Truman. There's undergraduate council, and then there's faculty senate. And Deanna, could you go in? Like, Deanna's done a lot of work with these 2 governing bodies over the 4 years that she's been a Truman student. So could you explain, like, a little bit for somebody who doesn't know, like, what is UGC and Faculty Senate and how do they work?
Yeah, definitely. So UGC and Faculty Governance, like Katie said, they're the 2 governing bodies of faculty. And so their main purview is academic matters. And so they oversee any like new courses, new minors, like changes to the catalog, anything like that has to go through these bodies.
Yeah, so part of our job is, so right now as vice president, I serve on UGC as our student representative, so I get to voice anything from the student perspective as they're discussing new policies or changes to the catalog or anything like that that would affect students. And Deanna, as president, goes to all of our faculty senate meetings. And we've seen a lot of really good work come out of these 2 governing bodies that the student government has been super, super involved in. So Deanna, could you tell us a little bit more about the projects that we've done over the past few years through faculty governance?
Yeah, definitely. Part of academic affairs, like the committee's job, is to stay on top of all things that are going through faculty governance so that we can voice the student opinion on anything that the faculty are trying to pass through. So my sophomore year as academic affairs chair, I also attended UGC meetings every month, and that was whenever faculty was in the midst of discussing the new curriculum. So for those who don't know, Truman's going through a big curriculum overhaul right now. It's kind of based on state standards because the state is changing their standards for how higher ed curriculum should work and how they should be able to transfer between schools. So it's trying to make it easier for students who are transferring. Mm-hmm. But that also provided a great opportunity for Truman to update our curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got really involved in those discussions. We held forums in the year, what was that, 2017 to 2018 to see like what students would like to see in those curriculum. And that was really helpful because then we were able to take survey results back to UGC and Faculty Senate to tell them like what students wanted. So for example, in the new curriculum that passed, they're proposing a new freshman experience, and the freshman experience is meant to like bring together the freshman class through a series of courses and academic work that'll unite the entire class.
Right.
And so that's supposed to be through these 2 experiences called Symposium and the Self and Society Seminar. And the Symposium is going to be like a 1 credit hour experience that the details are still in the works, but they're thinking it might be like a lecture series where the entire freshman class goes and they listen to like a TED Talk type lecture, and then they break out into small groups and they do like shade tree time, kind of like what we did at mm-hmm. Truman Week. Whereas the Self and Society Seminar is happening that first semester of freshman year also, and that's like a 3 credit hour class that I like to refer to as like a freshman level gins class, because you can take it on like a cool subject. And it can be outside of your major, and it's just like an intro to college, but also like you're branching outside of things that you're interested right. in. But yeah, so we were really involved in those discussions about how to make them the best possible experience for freshmen. And last year we actually spoke up a lot and wrote a lot of resolutions that went through faculty governance about delaying the symposium because they did a pilot last fall and it didn't go as well as it could have. And so there was a lot of negative feedback from the students who were participating. And so because of that, not a lot of change was happening in the spring, like not sufficient change to do a full scale adaptation this year. Mm-hmm. So the following year after the pilot. And so we successfully got it delayed so right. that this year we're working to make the symposium better. And so that it's actually in like a really good place for whenever the freshmen come next year. So yeah. that's exciting.
Yeah. So part of our job on student government is not only speaking up for current students at Truman, but for future students too, and for the good of the university that's going to be there, you know, long after we graduate as students. And it was really, really cool for Deanna and me to get to participate in that process last year and see how the work we were doing with faculty and collaboration with them in governance could positively affect the university for hopefully years and years down the road. But I know, you know, not a lot of students now know about the curriculum, and the curriculum isn't going to affect us while we're at school. So Deanna, like, could you tell us a little bit more about something or some work that we've been doing that does affect current students in faculty governance?
Yeah. So last year, faculty governance actually passed a new course repeat policy. And so what that means is that essentially the old policy was that if you took a course and you didn't do well, say you got like a D in the course, if you retook that course to get a better grade and you got an A, the grades would average out into your GPA. And mm-hmm. then that average would be factored into your GPA, like for grad schools and for applications. And like, that is your GPA. But actually, a professor brought forward a proposal that 2 years ago that we supported on the body, and we like fought for it for like a whole year. It was kind right. of a long process.
Dr. Quinn from political science.
Yeah. So the new policy, instead of averaging out those two grades that you get, it actually totally replaces the first grade that you got with the new grade. Right. So like say that, yeah, you didn't do well the first time that you took a really hard class, or it was your freshman year, you didn't quite have your study habits down and you got a D or an F. You can retake that same class, and if you get an A in that class, then it replaces the other grade, and only the higher grade, the A, gets factored in to your GPA.
Right.
The old grade will still be on, like, your transcript, I think, mm-hmm. but, like, in terms of GPA.
The new grade is what counts, not the old grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. It encourages students to apply themselves to old concepts. It incentivizes, you know, actual learning and trying to master material that you struggled with originally. So we were really excited to be able to support a policy like that for students and hopefully give people a chance to really become better students and to have the incentive to continue to learn and work on things that are important to them. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions about that policy, or if you have any ideas for future academic policies going forward, know that this is something that student government is really passionate about, and we work really hard for you guys behind the scenes every week. I mean, we right. go to these meetings every week.
Every week.
Every week. There's faculty.
Multiple meetings.
Multiple meetings. There's so many faculty committees.
We're professional meeting goers.
Yes, that's our job titles. Yeah. But if you guys are ever interested in learning more or in getting involved, feel free to reach out to us. Our email is just studentgovernment@truman.edu.
Yeah.
And we would love to talk with you more.
Yeah, so. And you should know that the student voice really does matter in this kind of work. You know, the faculty and the administration do prioritize the student voice. And, you know, it's easy, like, looking in on student government to say, like, okay, but how much does the university, like, really care about what student government does and what the students are thinking? And the answer is they care a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, our voice has been really important in these conversations, and hopefully will continue to be a priority with faculty and administration. So if there's something you're passionate about, if there's some kind of policy that you really care about and, like, you want to learn more about it, you want to change it in some way, don't be afraid to send us an email and ask us to, you know, get involved with you however we can, because we're here to serve you, and the university as a whole wants to know how you're feeling and what you're thinking about policy. So
yeah. definitely. So this concludes our first podcast about academic affairs. If you guys have any topics that you'd like to hear more about, feel free to reach out to us.
Yep.
And yeah, just keep sharing this with your friends and staying on top of student government stuff by liking our social media and reading our emails.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we hope you enjoyed this first episode of The Bark.
Yes.
Your new podcast for everything that's going behind the scenes in student government. So we want to share our work with you. And if you have any suggestions, hit us up at our email address, at our website, senate.truman.edu.